Son, never stop learning.
Here is a man who understands exactly what he is doing wrong. He sees it clearly. He can describe it with precision, even wit. And yet, he keeps doing it. That is the trap Dostoevsky set in 1864 when he published Notes from the Underground, a short, ferocious novella that named a failure mode so specific and so uncomfortable that readers have been flinching from it ever since. The underground man is a retired civil servant in St. Petersburg. He is intelligent, he is self-aware, and he is completely stuck, not because he lacks information, but because his intelligence has been quietly recruited to protect a lie he cannot afford to examine. The lie is this, that his suffering is proof of his depth. Now, the key idea here is not that suffering is meaningless. Dostoevsky never argued that. The argument is sharper. The underground man's excessive consciousness, his relentless self-analysis, does not produce honesty. It produces a more sophisticated defense system. Think of a lawyer who is also the defendant. Every piece of evidence gets reinterpreted. Every failure gets reframed. The narrator contradicts himself openly, anticipates objections before they arrive, and stages his entire confession for an imagined audience he simultaneously despises and desperately needs. His self-awareness is real. His self-honesty is almost non-existent. That gap, Muhammad Ali Murtaza, is where Dostoevsky plants his knife. The novella was written partly as a response to Nikolai Chernyshevsky's 1863 novel, What Is to Be Done, a work that imagined human beings as rational agents who, given the right information, would naturally choose what benefits them. Dostoevsky found this vision not just wrong, but dangerous. His underground man demolishes it from the inside. The narrator argues that a person might deliberately choose against their own interest, not out of stupidity, but to prove that their will has not been reduced to a calculation. Freedom for this character means the ability to act irrationally. That means suffering can become a form of protest. It becomes evidence that you are more than a variable in someone else's equation. The Crystal Palace, Dostoevsky's image for a perfectly rational social order, is not a paradise to the underground man. It is a cage with good lighting. For example, the narrator claims that even toothache can acquire a perverse satisfaction when the sufferer performs it for an audience, moaning not from pain alone, but from the pleasure of being seen to suffer. That detail is not a joke. It is a diagnosis. Now, here is where this becomes urgent for you as an educator and course creator. The underground man's double consciousness, experiencing an emotion while simultaneously observing and revising it, is not a 19th century curiosity. It is the internal architecture of rationalized paralysis. You have likely seen it in students who explain, at length, why they cannot begin. You may have felt it yourself, the elaborate mental framework that makes inaction feel like discernment and avoidance feel like standards. The narrator's hostility toward others functions defensively. Contempt lets him avoid confronting how much he depends on their judgment. His humiliation becomes self-perpetuating because he behaves in ways that guarantee rejection, then uses the rejection as evidence that the world was always against him. The reasoning is often intelligent. That is the point. It is intelligent reasoning placed entirely in the service of resentment, avoidance, and self-protection. The novella's psychological force comes from its refusal to make him simply irrational. He understands his patterns completely. He reproduces them anyway. The takeaway from this lecture is precise. Intelligence is not a safeguard against self-deception. It is often the primary instrument of it. The smarter the person, the more convincing the internal argument, and the more suffering can be repackaged as sensitivity, depth, or moral seriousness. Dostoevsky showed us a narrator who suffers genuinely and performs that suffering simultaneously, and who cannot always tell the difference between the two. That distinction, Muhammad Ali Murtaza, is the central question this entire course will press on. Not whether you suffer, but what your suffering is doing for you, whether it is moving you toward something true or holding a lie in place. Remember that. The underground is not a place. It is a reasoning style.